This is Columbia Morning with David Lyle on News Talk 1400 KFRU.
7:22 is the time at KFRU, and we're glad you're listening this morning. As we've said a couple of times, a week away from the start of the Columbia Public School year, and that'll be next Thursday, the 19th. In the studio with me is someone that can help you with some advice for especially teenagers who may say, man, I'm not ready to go and I don't want to go, and it's hard to transition from summer activities to school activities. Dr. Russell Hyken is here, a therapist and counselor with some clients in this region, and you've worked a while with kids that are in an educational system, right?
I have. Most of my career, I used to be a vice principal at a high school before I moved into private practice.
Boy, the vice principals get all the good chores, don't they?
It was a lot of fun.
You did deal probably with students who at times exhibited some actions that said, I'm not ready or wanting to be here.
Well, you know, I think every kid has a little bit of anxiety about the start of school because it's just a change. And you know what? A little bit of anxiety is actually really healthy because it makes you get prepared, you know, makes you think about what you need to do and get ready. But when that anxiety goes to that next level, well, then kids are very resistant.
So where is that tipping point where you would say, okay, now you've got a little bit more of a concern here?
Well, I think the tipping point comes when you start to see it affect sleep, eating. The anxiety is just so overwhelming and it consumes that individual or that child's thoughts. Most kids, however, don't do that. And there's a lot of things that parents can really do to alleviate that back-to-school stress.
All right, let's take a couple of them.
Well, I think the first thing you need to do is acknowledge that your child may have back-to-school stress because, you know, just sort of acknowledging that it's real, normalizing it will be a big help. But then start pointing out the really positive things about the school year starting, such as you're going to see your old friends, you'll get to start hanging out a little bit more. School can be a lot of fun. There are great after-school activities you can participate in.
Does a teenager reach a point of savviness where say, now you know what, that ain't going to work. You're not going to trick me into saying, yeah, won't it be fun? I've talked to my friends. I've been texting them all summer long. I don't need anything else.
Yeah, but don't listen to that. That's what teenagers are supposed to say, but really they do look forward to seeing their old friends hanging out, having lunch. You know, they're not going to be maybe that excited about algebra class. Sorry, algebra teachers. But, you know, getting back to that old routine, playing on those teams and participating in those events, a lot of fun. Sharing their stories from the summer. I mean, some of these kids can't wait to see these guys.
So. I wonder if it doesn't make a difference, though, now that we have such a social interlocking that seems to exist all the time and they're plugged into that so much. Does that change the dynamics of school starting again?
I think that, you know, you're probably going to see a lot of texting buzz going back and forth about how dreaded the start of school is. But, you know, nothing replaces face-to-face communication. When they see their friends that they haven't seen all summer, they do light up in a different way.
When you work with the young people or with their parents or caregivers, do you find that the adults' anxiety, because I think some of that could rub off. Does that ever enter the picture?
It can. And what we as parents have to remember is that we model the behaviors we want from our kids. So if we're showing a lot of anxiety, then they're going to pick up on that and they're going to react in two ways. They're either going to pick up on that anxiety or they're going to push you away because they don't want to deal with it. So if you have anxiety, you know, first start off by talking with, you know, your friends and your family to see, is this just normal? Because as I was saying at the beginning, everybody has some normal anxieties. And some parents really enjoy having their kids home for the summer, so it's a big switch for them. And what are they going to do to fill their days now?
How do you get a read on what a young person would like for you to do? Some people might feel more comfortable with talking about, you know what, it's a week from today, are you ready, is there anything you can have me help you with? And others might handle that better by not having it pointed out to them.
Well, I think you plan that conversation because you want to include kids in the organizational process of getting ready for school because that's a life skill we're teaching. So what you say to them is, hey, listen, you know what? Tomorrow afternoon, because we're still a week away, mm-hmm. we're going to talk about what you need to get ready for school. Do we need to do some back-to-school shopping? And that's not as simple as going to the office store and buying school supplies. That's going through your old things and figuring out what you need to get rid of and what you need to buy new. And then the best part of that is you get to spend time with your kids and enjoy their company.
What's the difference between maybe doing this and preparing with a 13 and 14-year-old as opposed to a 16 and 17 or maybe even an 18-year-old?
With the 13 and 14-year-old, I think what you're going to be looking at is more that transition into high school. So if you're going from middle to high school, that truly does raise some unique issues and some anxieties for kids. So with the younger ones, what you want to do is you want to check and see if the school has any type of orientation program, which all schools do, and make sure that your kids participate. Take them up by the school, you know, during off hours. You know, today when there's no students on campus, just drive around, get a feel for the building. If they're really overly anxious about the building itself, walk into the school and take a walk around. With the older kids, start focusing on college and looking at the exciting things that are going to be coming after that, that this is the means to the next step of your life. It's the doorway into getting out of the house.